What's the next song?
The one about me.
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
What?
Like Jimmy said.
Don't always seem to go. That you don't know what you've got to miss.
Look, man, I may have all this gray in my hair and my beard and my mustache, but that's Janet Jackson. man, not a whole lot of guys my age who would have been able to pick that out, right, before it even gets into it, right?
Yeah, this is classic 90s Janet right here.
Yeah, all right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's see, the 90s. Man, that's 30-some-odd years ago.
1997.
Man.
I wasn't born yet. Wasn't alive.
Man, and yet I remember it. And you know it.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, your parents didn't tell you about that one.
Nah.
No, I know. I'm sure they didn't. But anyway, before we went to break, I was talking about the kind of things I like to do on the radio. And I think part of what we should be doing on the airways is educating the populace to things that are really, really important. And we should be asking the questions why our government would allow things like what I'm getting ready to talk about go on. It's hard to even trust the government. I understand what some say, and I've got various reasons why I don't trust the government, be it Democrat or Republican, because we constantly talk about the greatness of our nation, but you shouldn't be fearful that your nation is going to do something to harm you and your family, that corporations be allowed to do it. And the reason I say the government, because the government can control corporations. It shouldn't be corporations controlling government. It should be the other way around. Government should be dictating to corporations what they can and cannot do as it relates to the American people. And that's where the problem and the disconnect is. It's the other way around. And the corporations have the power to control the government, which in turn means controlling and the poisoning of the American people. You may not want to hear it, but none of you can defeat me in that narrative, because what I'm saying is absolutely 100% correct. So 94% of prepackaged and homemade U.S. baby foods contain toxic heavy metals. That's not a mistake. Okay? This is true. 94% of prepackaged and homemade U.S. baby foods contain toxic heavy metals. The FDA must go beyond the baby food aisles and set strong standards for these contaminants, said the National Director of Healthy Babies Bright Futures. Almost all of the baby foods that parents in the United States feed their children, again, in the United States, is not allowed in other nations. Feed their children. Almost all of the baby foods that parents in the United States feed their children, whether purchased at the store or prepared at home, contain detectable amounts of toxic heavy metals that can impair brain development, according to a new research published Thursday, which led to renewed demands for improved regulation. Okay. So the reason they're allowed to put toxic metals in baby food is because our government won't regulate what the corporations are doing. And we, the American people, don't know Or we're so jaded, some are so jaded that they protect the corporations, even in the face of poisoning children, for the sake of profit and capitalism. What is wrong with us? You know, we run around, tout the greatness of our nation and these other nations, which won't allow that. Those nations will not allow this baby food in their nations, in their countries, to be fed to their people. Why do we, as the American people, why do we allow it? Well, maybe you don't know. And so maybe that's why I said it's why I like to bring these types of stories to you. Now, you may say, well, Earl, he's lying. Hey, you can do just what I did. Go on the internet, click in toxins in baby food, and you'll see that what I'm saying is 100% correct. And if you know it then it's incumbent upon you to do something about it. Tell somebody else. You know, people die in this country because they're being poisoned from birth. I mean, we're all going to die anyway. But I'm talking about dying unnecessarily. You know, there's a reason why in our nation people are almost in the most developed of all nations. We have more sick people than any of these other nations because the people are being poisoned by corporations and because our elected officials are in cahoots with them. That's what this is. Let's go to my friend Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning.
I'm a troublemaker, right? I'm a troublemaker.
No, you're not. Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are ultimately the government. And I am a proud FDR Democrat who believed in government. What people don't understand, and I really think this is a really something that should be hammered every single day, there is a difference between private and public. Public means that we, the people, own the commons. It means that we own whatever it is that the government is doing collectively because we pay for it with our taxes. It is not for profit. It is for the public good. Private means that, like you were talking about before, you can't say certain things when a corporation or a personal owner owns something. Your free speech goes out the window because of the fact that when it's private, you have no control. So why people keep on voting in favor of these corporations that don't have to live under the same rules as the public does? Because public means that it's nonprofit. Private means it's all about profit. And it's such an important thing that people need to understand. You talk about charter schools. You talk about, you know, private schools. That means they're there to make a profit. Public schools, it means that it's owned by all of us, everyone, because we pay taxes into it. We're not looking to make a profit. And I think that if everybody out there could understand the difference between private versus public, maybe they would stop voting against their own best interest. Because the truth is, when a private corporation does something, you don't have a lot of redress. When a public official or public does something, then you can vote their butts out of office and get someone in there that actually will stand up for your rights. So, and people need to understand, do you want to have control over your life, or do you want the private corporation to tell you, you know, how great it is?
Again,
the number one problem is Citizens United.
So the
politicians are bought off.
So Tom, so who in their right minds would knowingly feed their child this? Healthy babies, bright futures, found that 95% of the pre-packaged baby foods tested were contaminated with toxic heavy metals, including lead, arsenic, and mercury, sparking a congressional investigation and conversations about whether homemade baby foods are a safer alternative. What are you talking about?
I will tell you this, Earl. When you get a Republican FDA in there that does not believe in government, they strip that thing down to nothing where the FDA doesn't work. And you know what? And the thing is, I don't think people know. All people do is watch the baby food commercial on TV, just like they do the drug commercial on TV, because if it's not on the TV, it's not reality, I guess, for some people. And they believe what it is that the TV is telling them. Like I told you before, you take a private drug corporation, they show you all these things on the ad about how good it is, and then they talk about the side effects, and right there is when all the action happens in the commercial, so people can take their eyes off of actually what the side effects are. My God, we talk about the side effects of a COVID vaccine. Watch one of those commercials. Why would someone even take it? Why would someone feed their baby food?
You know, Tom, and I know there are many people listening, and sometimes I think people are just afraid, you know, of thinking that there'll be reprisals. I'm not afraid of there being reprisals for what I'm saying, because I know what I'm saying. Huh?
You and me.
Yeah, I'm saying what I'm saying is the truth. You know?
Yeah.
And so if you're poisoning children, it's no wonder that we've got you know, young people walking into schools and with AR-15s. Yep. And shooting up the place. They're being poisoned from the time they're babies.
That's why I wish people would just look up the difference between private versus public. The Republicans want to privatize everything. There are some Democrats that want to privatize things that are bought off by the corporations.
Hey.
But we got to get back to we the people being the government, and it is about the public, and we own it.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call, man. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be back.
Don't.